Yeah, I want to cancel you guys.
Hey, Elsa, it's Michael from Local Splash. I'm sorry.
I want to cancel you guys.
I regret to hear that. So that is something that we would like actually to talk about.
Yeah, we tried it already. We tried. I haven't made no money from you guys. Nothing. Not one penny.
We haven't actually... I understand it, sir.
And I've been getting charged every month. $600 later, with no income yielding, there's nothing you could say to change my mind.
I totally understand that, Alton, and that's the reason I'm calling in.
So
really
please don't try to change my mind. Just accept that and let me get out of the contract. Mm-hmm. I'm past my 3 months now.
As I mentioned, I respect our decision. Of course, I understand.
Okay, so please respect it. I spent over $600 with zero leads.
Well, that is something also I would like to discuss with you, sir.
Why are you still pressuring me? If I told you how I feel, you said you respected it, and you're not respecting it.
Yes.
You're pressuring me.
I'm sorry.
I just told you to cancel it, and then you're supposed to be like, okay, let me cancel it. That's what you're supposed to say to me. Instead, you're still trying to persuade me. My mind is already premeditated. You cannot change it. It's like a piece of concrete. You ever seen a piece of concrete?
Yeah, I do. But I just wanted to remind you, we haven't, you know, discussed anything at all. This is the first time that we actually talked about your account. I've been trying to call you in the past because we've been setting up appointments here. And I understand that you paid...
You just told me you're not trying to pressure me and you're still doing it. You're making me upset, man. So cancel me then. I just told you that. There's not a word in the human vocabulary you could say to change my mind. There's nothing you could say in the world to change my mind. You understand that? When I make my mind up, my family knows it. Me very well. You don't know me. I'm that type of person. So please cancel me. Or I'm going to call my bank and claim a fraud and get you deleted off my account. For my credit card information. I'm asking you to cancel me now.
I heard it, Alton. I'm just trying to explain to you what happened here.
I don't even care to listen. I don't even care to listen. We did that already. I'm past that. Mm-hmm. 3 months later, I'm past that.
Right. And that's the reason why that you're not getting in there because you did not complete the Google verification. I think that's something...
Yeah, but what about the other two? What about the Yelp and the Facebook? I'm not getting nothing from that either. So Google isn't the only access.
You're not paying us for Yelp. You're only offering.
Why are you burning up my phone battery? You're making me upset, man. Why are you destroying my day? Why can't you just cancel me like I just told you to? Didn't I just tell you that? You're still talking to me.
Yeah,
so why are you still trying to talk to me then?
I'm so sorry. I was just expecting that we would have a good conversation about your account.
There is no conversation. I just told you cancel me. Didn't I just tell you that? Didn't I just tell you that, though?
I'll make sure to take care of a cancellation request. Or
yeah, so why you didn't listen to that, then? Why you kept trying to explain yourself to me? Why didn't you listen to me?
Are you understanding? Your phone is very upset.
No, I'm asking you. Why didn't you listen to me when I told you? You kept trying to convince me. Why didn't you listen to me when I said I canceled it? Why did you keep going beyond what I said? Why did you do that?
I just wanted to confirm, Alton, is your email address the same?
No, I'm asking you, why did you keep going beyond that when I told you I didn't want it to be canceled? What made you keep trying to press the issue?
Because I'm not actually calling you, sir, to pressure you on regarding what's staying with
you. You did pressure me because I told you I wanted to cancel and you kept going.
Well,
why did you do that?
I was just trying to, of course, make
trying
you realize
to what?
Exactly your
trying
opinion.
To what? I just told you don't try it. Just cancel me. Don't even try it.
So let me confirm again, please, so we can move on to canceling your account. Is your email address powercut777749@gmail.com?
Yes.
Right.
And you're not charging me anything. You're going to cancel me immediately.
We're not charging any amount. In fact, we even gave you credit for March 15 billing, supposedly. So that's also something you would like to bring up earlier, Delta. I understand that you're upset. So let me go ahead and
so how much you owe me? How much you going to credit me?
I'm so sorry, come again.
How much you credited me for March 15?
I'm so sorry, you're kind of breaking in and out. What was it again, please?
How much are you going to credit me for March 15?
There is no any amount, sir, for canceling your account. There's no any amount that you owe us.
But you said you're going to credit me for March 15th. So you're giving me money back.
Instead of credit, is that giving a free month. So instead of paying us for March 15th, we issued a credit so you won't be billed for March 15th, supposedly. We are hoping that you'll get a complete Google verification, because that's the main reason we're not getting any leads at all. But that's what I've come to.
I don't care. Cancel me. Okay. I told you I don't care. Why do you keep trying to talk?
I'm just trying to explain what you're asking.
Just I told you I don't care what you're asking. Cancel me.
I heard you. I'll be right back, sir. Right. Just give me one second.
Cancel me now. Where you left?
I talked to folks in the children.
Hey.
I'm very proud of you. So how do you like the job that you leave? They give you Monday to Friday. What's your schedule? What's your hours? What's your hours?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still working with your cancellation requester. I think another time, just give me 1 to 10 minutes here, okay? Are you able to hear me properly, okay? Or am I breaking in and out?
All
right. Okay, I'll be right back here, okay? Thank you.
Yeah. Fully cancel me. No more billing.
You work on Sunday? Of course. You've been got your gun like this. What are you doing? I thought you've been got that. What happened? What happened with that? Yeah, it's you. Well, I have my headphones. I did. You gotta take me off your car. Well, you're off the speaker. What I was saying was that what happened to you getting your gun license? I'm confused. Oh, you're bugging. You could have been getting 25 an hour with your gun. I wish. Yeah. Right, but what I'm saying is you're bugging because you could have been got way more money than what you're paying 25 an hour when they start you off with, like, just on an entry level. Crazy. Right. Oh, a little bit.
Hi, thank you, Alden, for patiently waiting. So the account is canceled effective today. So you should receive an email as well as a confirmation. Anything
all
right, else
and
can
also, also they're gonna also they're gonna stop charging me, right?
Once the account is canceled, yes, there will be no any charges on the account, sir.
Okay, and you guys no longer have my credit card information. You deleted it, right?
You are correct.
All right, thank you very much. And next time, don't pressure your clients, man.
No, I'm not pressuring anything at all.
No means no, all right? Don't do that anymore.
I'll take note of that. Anything else I can do for you today, Allison? I start from counseling.
I'm giving you advice that put a bad taste in people's mouth.
Yes, sir. But definitely take that advice from me. I really appreciate it.
That's not how calling to talk to your supervisor about what you did to me today. How you made me feel. You made me feel pressured.
And again, I do apologize if you feel that way. But
no, it's not how I feel. It's what you did. It's what you did. I didn't feel that way. You did that to me. You did that. All right.